From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
It's 3:06.
This is off and secure, both in terms of national security, but also in terms
of... We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a weather update. The National Weather Service in Wichita has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Wilson County, Neosho County, and southern Allen County until 3:45 this afternoon. A severe thunderstorm located 7 miles southwest of Galesburg, about 9 miles west of Parsons. It's moving to the northeast at 65 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail has been reported with this storm near Cherryvale. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, too. If you're outdoors, you should be indoors. Expect hail damage from this storm. Locations affected include Chanute, Humboldt, Erie, St. Paul, Thayer, Galesburg, Savannah, Ellsmore, Stark, Earlton, Lake Parsons, the Parsons Tri-City Airport, Dennis, Petrolia, Big Hill Lake, Chanute Airport, and South Mound. For your protection, move indoors inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Wilson, Neosho, and southern Allen counties. It's in effect until 3:45. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Sure, so I'll take it. It's considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, where we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:45. This is for eastern Wilson, Neosho, and southern Allen counties. Just about 6 minutes ago, this storm was located over Galesburg, about 8 miles southwest of Erie. Moving to the northeast at 60 miles per hour, golf ball-sized hail has been reported with this storm. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, Chanute, Humboldt, Erie, St. Paul, Thayer, Galesburg, Savannah, Ellsmore, Stark, Earlton, Lake Parsons, Petrolia, the Chanute Airport, and South Mound are all covered by this severe thunderstorm warning until 3:45. Golf ball-sized hail can do a lot of damage. Expect hail damage. Don't be outside in this. If you happen to find a big hailstone, you should scoop it up and put it in your freezer and take a photo of it and let the National Weather Service know. But don't stand outside looking for bigger hail. That is very dangerous. Get inside a sturdy shelter until 3:45 this afternoon down around Chanute.
Support for KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra presenting Musical Paradise, featuring UMKC choirs and Village Presbyterian Chorus, April 26th at 3 p.m. at Helzberg Hall. Open to the public. More at kccivic.org.
Elsewhere in the KPR listening area, partly cloudy skies tonight with a 20% chance of showers and storms. Lows tonight in the lower 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. And we have just received word of a tornado watch in effect till 9 p.m. for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties.
Support for KPR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/oneday1ku.
The time is 3:20.
He's facing on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's morning edition. Layla Fuddle, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 84 degrees in Topeka, 78 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
Amid widespread evidence of support for the RSF, which it denies, the UN says violence by the RSF in the western region of Darfur bears the hallmarks of a genocide against African ethnic groups.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First off, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for about another 12 minutes for portions of northeastern Neosho and southeastern Allen counties, golf ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are outdoors, you should be indoors. Get inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. Golf ball-sized hail being reported with this storm. Locations still affected by this severe thunderstorm warning include Savannah, Ellsmore, and Stark. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties in the KPR listening area covered by that tornado watch until 9 p.m. In other news, Kansas is an important cog in the U.S. helium production machine, but a recent missile strike in Qatar could have an effect on the industry. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Qatar was producing one-third of helium worldwide before the strike. The gas is a byproduct of natural gas production. Helium is more than a way to air up balloons. The resource is critical for cooling MRI machines and the production of microchips. Kansas has 8 helium production plants. Helium consultant Phil Kornbluth expects Kansas producers to sell more, but says new production is unlikely.
Kansas is no longer what I would say I would call a real highly active area for exploration.
Kornbluth says the southwestern U.S. and western Canada will be explored for new helium production. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas Court of Appeals judges will decide whether a lack of lane markings can make the Kansas Department of Transportation and the city of Wamego liable for a crash. John Thomas crashed his motorcycle while passing a turning truck. He says it was because of a lack of road markings. Thomas had to have a leg amputated, and he sued KDOT and the city of Wamego. Chief Judge Sarah Warner says the case could set a legal precedent.
Anytime you have a question about how faded a white line is, then that goes to the jury to decide whether the city is liable.
Kansas Court of Appeals judges will be making their decision by the end of the year. 20% chance of showers and storms tonight. Cooler temperatures, lows tonight in the lower 50s. It's 3:35.
For NPR, it comes from this station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
When news breaks, Morning Edition takes you there.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. I'm speaking to you as I cross the border into Iraqi Kurdistan.
And NPR's Ruth Sherlock is in Turkey, close to the border with Iran, where she's been speaking.
And we go next to Lebanon, where NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has been covering this from Beirut. Hi there, Hadil.
Good morning.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting, clarity, and context every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news, first thing in the morning on KPR 1 and KPR 2. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies, too. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01 at approximately 4:10. The shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz has had a huge impact on the global supply of jet fuel.
You're basically looking at prices have doubled since the start of this year.
What will it take for those prices to come down even after the war ends? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
The severe thunderstorm warning for Neosho County has been allowed to expire, but we have a new one for eastern Allen County until 4:15 this afternoon. This storm 8 miles south of Moran, 10 miles southeast of La Harpe, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. If you're in Moran, Savannah, Ellsmore, or Mildred, you should be taking shelter inside a sturdy building. You also have a tornado watch till 9 p.m. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Considered for Men.
Curiosity leads to understanding. It bridges divides and fosters connection. Curiosity brings you here. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, We're from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 4:30 this afternoon for Wyandotte, Clay, Eastern Platte, and West Central Jackson counties. This severe thunderstorm located over Kansas City, Kansas, it's moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts with this storm, half dollar sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Kansas City, Shawnee, Liberty, Gladstone, Marion, Mission, Smithville, Kearney, Parkville, Platte City, Edwardsville, North Kansas City, Riverside, Lawson, Wetherby Lake, Westwood, Clay Como, Lake Quivira, Kansas City, Kansas, and the Kansas City International Airport. Again, that is in effect until 4:30 this afternoon. And we now have a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m., not just for Allen, Neosho, and Wilson counties, but also for Johnson, Wyandotte, Lynn, and Miami counties. A tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. That means conditions are right for the development of tornadoes. Stay tuned to KPR. It's 4:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. A tornado watch is now in effect for a large portion of the KPR listening area, including all of the greater Kansas City metro area. This tornado watch until 9 p.m. is for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Nottoway, and Platte counties in Missouri.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:30 this afternoon. That is just about 25 minutes away for Wyandotte, Clay, Eastern Platte, and West Central Jackson counties. It is near Kansas City, Kansas, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. This storm containing 60 mile per hour wind gusts and half dollar sized hail. That does include all of the Kansas City metro and includes Kansas City, Shawnee, Lake Quivira, Kansas City, Kansas, the Kansas City International Airport. Again, reporting large hail and 60 mile an hour winds with this storm. If you're outdoors, you should get indoors inside a sturdy structure. This is KPR. We rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
Chronicle and CNN published.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies, too. We're always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member today. All you have to do is click on the word support and get all the details there.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Boston Marathon is just days away. And on one recent morning, some 200 runners gathered for one of their last big training runs.
We've had a lot of calls from people who feel very unsettled and suspicious about the ways the military is being used now.
Okay, that's totally not it. We do not expect the military to show up at the Boston Marathon. They swapped out the cut. At any rate, we are going to learn about training for the Boston Marathon, some of the inspiring stories behind why runners are taking on such a big challenge.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Franklin County and northeastern Anderson County. A severe thunderstorm located near Garnett, moving to the northeast at 50 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts, half-dollar sized hail. Locations affected include Garnett, Greeley, and Lane. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Nottoway, and Platte counties in Missouri. That does include the greater Kansas City metro area. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
That's because Vasconcelos has MS. She says running is about pushing her limits.
Being able to accomplish something as simple as running 3 miles to 6 miles to 10 miles, it's like power over my body.
For many runners hitting the course on Monday, they'll have to draw on their why to cross the finish line. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Beland in Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has sent diesel and fertilizer prices soaring, further straining American farmers already working on thin margins.
As a small business owner, I think stability and consistency are important for being able to make decisions, and that's not what we get with Trump.
One farmer shares what he's facing. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on KPR. Matthew Algio will be your local host. I do have a weather update for you. We have some new severe thunderstorm warnings in effect now for southwestern Miami County and northwestern Linn County through 5 p.m. A severe thunderstorm located near Greeley, 7 miles east of Garnett, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour winds, half dollar sized hail. If you are in Paola, Osawatomie, Parker, Fontana, New Lancaster, or Beagle, you need to be taking cover inside a sturdy building. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for other portions of Miami, Lynn, Cass, and Bates counties until 5 p.m. That includes Harrisonville, Peculiar, Butler, Adrian, Garden City, Pleasanton, Lacine, Archie, Drexel, Lynn Valley, many, many others in portions of Miami, Lynn, Cass, and Bates counties. Severe thunderstorm warning for you until 5 p.m. The time is 4:30, and the news is next.
Live. Afford a multi-million dollar second home in New York City, Hochul said in a statement. You can afford to join its residents in supporting the greatest city in the world. Mamdani praised the proposal on X, saying, "We will be taxing the ultra-wealthy and global elites." Details of the plan are still being hashed out with state lawmakers as part of New York's state budget. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's turn to the weather first. The severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Franklin and Anderson counties has been allowed to expire. However, we do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5 p.m. for southwestern Miami and northwestern Linn counties. This storm about 2 minutes ago located near Lane, 7 miles south of Osawatomie, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts, half dollar sized hail with this storm. Locations affected include Paola, Osawatomie, Parker, Fontana, New Lancaster, and Beagle. We also have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Nottoway, and Platte counties in Missouri. That includes all of the greater Kansas City metro area, KCK, and also St. Joseph. In other news, Kansas is an important part of U.S. helium production. But in a recent missile strike in Qatar, it turns out the effects of that strike could have an effect on the industry overall. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Qatar was producing one-third of helium worldwide before the strike. The gas is a byproduct of natural gas production. Helium is more than a way to air up balloons. The resource is critical for cooling MRI machines and the production of microchips. Kansas has 8 helium production plants. Helium consultant Phil Kornbluth expects Kansas producers to sell more, but says new production is unlikely.
Kansas is no longer what I would say, I would call a real highly active area for exploration.
Kornbluth says the southwestern U.S. and western Canada will be explored for new helium production. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The state of Kansas will ban kratom products in July, citing a lack of research on the safety and effectiveness of the opioid. But some shop owners say they were blindsided by this new law and are going to have to shut down. Josh Schwab owns five shops that sell kratom in Wichita. He says many of his customers take kratom instead of heroin or fentanyl.
I'm honestly really scared to see what happens. I don't want to see our customers end up in the hospital or end up dead because they went back to pills or fentanyl.
Experts say there needs to be much more research on kratom, especially the synthetic versions. It is not approved by the FDA for human consumption. Synthetic versions can be more addictive, more potent, and come with an increased risk of overdose. Partly cloudy skies for most of the KPR listening area tonight with a 20% chance of showers and storms. It's going to be cooler than last night with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening with a low in the lower 60s. It's 4:35.
For car shoes vendors to eventually start a business and get there and have a restaurant.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with a weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning now remains in effect until 5 p.m. for southwestern Miami County. This particular set of storms no longer in Lynn County. But if you are in Paola, Osawatomie, Fontana, New Lancaster, or Beagle, your severe thunderstorm warning continues. The severe thunderstorm located over Osawatomie, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. 2-inch hail reported with this storm. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. Inside a sturdy shelter, stay away from windows. 2-inch hail can certainly break a window, so stay back. Get to the center part of your home. Take cover. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5 p.m. for southwestern Miami County. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Really hard to study.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Need to start things off with an update on the weather situation. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 o'clock for central Miami County. About another 12 minutes. The severe thunderstorm currently located over Paola. It is moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. It seems to have picked up in intensity. Tennis ball-sized hail reported with this storm and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are outdoors, you're going to be injured. You need to get inside a sturdy building, a sturdy structure of some kind. Stay away from windows. Tennis ball-sized hail can punch a hole in your roof. I don't want to think about it, but it might do to your head. People and animals need to be inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. Locations affected include Paola and Osawatomie. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5 p.m. for central Miami County. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 5 p.m. for southern Cass and northwestern Bates counties in Missouri. This storm near Archie moving to the northwest of Adrian. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm and penny-sized hail. It includes Harrisonville, Peculiar, Adrian, Garden City, Archie, Drexel, Freeman, Lake Annette, Westline, and Merwin.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We also have a tornado watch till 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. Also on the other side of the state line, including all of the greater Kansas City metro. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
That she needs to live more life in order to say something.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for another weather alert. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for northeastern Miami County, southeastern Johnson County, northwestern Cass County, and southwestern Jackson counties. This is in effect until 5:30 tonight. A severe thunderstorm located near Paola, moving to the northeast at 55 miles per hour. 2-inch hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. Bring your animals in as well. You can expect hail damage from this storm. Locations affected include Kansas City, Overland Park, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Paola, Greenwood, Peculiar, Lewisburg, Mission Hills, Lake Winnebago, Cleveland, Hillsdale, Childs, Bucyrus, and Stanley. It also includes I-470 between mile markers 0 and 6, I-435 between mile markers 69 and 78, and Interstate 49 between mile markers 168 and 183. This storm is producing very large hail. The National Weather Service has written in all caps here, seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. The severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Miami, Johnson, Cass, and Jackson counties in effect until 4:30 this afternoon. 2-inch hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outside, you need to get inside a sturdy structure. I'm going to check on the positioning of this storm and be back in just a few moments. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Did Maggie enter a deal? Thank you so much for coming into NPR West today, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Elsa. This was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Quick update on the weather. Still seeing quite the set of thunderstorms moving across the far eastern portions of the KPR listening area. Northeastern Miami County, southeastern Johnson County, northwestern Cass County, southwestern Jackson County. You have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 this afternoon. 2-inch hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, Kansas City, Overland Park, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Paola, Greenwood, Peculiar, Lewisburg, Mission Hills, Lake Winnebago, Cleveland, Hillsdale, Childs, Bucyrus, and Stanley. You are all covered by this severe thunderstorm warning until 5:30. Get inside a sturdy building as soon as you can and stay away from windows. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Allen County in effect until 5:45. This storm 9 miles south of Bronson, moving to the northeast at 50 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're in Savenberg or Ellsmore, you should be taking shelter now.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I want to give you an update on the status of that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 this evening. For northeastern Miami, southeastern Johnson, northwestern Cass, and southwestern Jackson counties, its latest position near Cleveland, or 7 miles east of Spring Hill. It is moving toward the northeast at 55 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized hail confirmed with this storm. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Get inside a sturdy structure. Expect hail damage. Stay away from windows. Locations affected by this storm include Kansas City, Overland Park, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Greenwood, Peculiar, Lewisburg, Mission Hills, Lake Winnebago, Cleveland, Bucyrus, Stanley, and Stillwell. It includes I-470 between mile marker 0 and 6, I-435 between mile markers 69 and 77, and I-49 between mile markers 168 and 183. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Allen County until 5:45. That storm located 9 miles south of Bronson, about 14 miles southeast of La Harpe, moving to the northeast at 50 miles per hour. This is KPR.
Louise Kelly in Washington.
And I'm Elsa. NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Part of it is controversial, specifically Section 702. We will hear more about that. At approximately 5:36, we'll get you an update of news headlines, of course, at 5:30. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Whole lot of severe weather this afternoon, and it's kind of complicated. The severe thunderstorm warning for Allen County has been allowed to expire. One that has not been allowed to expire affects portions of Miami, Johnson County, Kansas, northwestern Cass County, and southwestern Jackson County, Missouri. Ping pong ball-sized hail for Kansas City, Overland Park, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Greenwood, Peculiar, Lewisburg, Mission Hills, Lake Winnebago, Cleveland, Bucyrus, Stanley, and Stillwell. This storm is on the move. I do expect that severe thunderstorm warning to expire in about another 10 minutes. We have another severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 for a separate area, southwestern Lafayette, southeastern Jackson, and northwestern Johnson County, Missouri. This is near Lake Lautawanna and affects Odessa, Lone Jack, Lake Lafayette, Bates City, and Pittsville. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning until 5:30. For portions of Cass and southwestern Jackson counties, that storm right over Belton, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with that storm and quarter-sized hail. Over all of it, we have a tornado watch till 9 p.m. for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Nottoway, and Platte counties in Missouri. This does include the greater Kansas City metro area, so have multiple ways to receive information about warnings that tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. You're listening to KPR. We now rejoin All Things Considered, Already in Progress.
Communities in the Middle East.
This is NPR News.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has sent diesel and fertilizer prices soaring, further straining American farmers already working on thin margins.
As a small business owner, I think stability and consistency are important for being able to make decisions, and that's not what we get with Trump.
One farmer shares what he's facing on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with the very latest news. Your local host is Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The only severe thunderstorm warning currently still in effect in the state of Kansas is in Bourbon County. If you've got folks down in Fort Scott, let them know. But otherwise, things appear to be moving off to the east. I'll get you a weather update in just a moment. It's 5:30.
Said they want the war to continue. I can't post online that I don't want the war to end, she says, because I will be arrested immediately.
I want this war to continue until the regime is toppled. For NPR News, I'm Dari Buscarin.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio with an update on the weather before we get to regional news. I spoke too soon a moment ago. A brand new severe thunderstorm warning has now been issued for east central Johnson County, Kansas, and southwestern Jackson County, Missouri. This is in effect for the next half hour until 6 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm settled directly over Overland Park has increased in intensity and now gets the severe thunderstorm warning classification. It is all moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts, and quarter-sized hail with this storm. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Overland Park, Olathe, Kansas City, Independence, Lee's Summit, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Prairie Village, Fairway, Mission Hills, Sugar Creek, Mission Woods, Unity Village, and Stanley. This includes I-70 in Missouri between mile markers 5 and 14, I-470, between mile markers 0 and 14, I-435, between mile markers 58 and 81, and I-49, between mile markers 179 and 183. If you're outdoors, you need to move indoors. Stay away from windows. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Johnson County, Kansas, and southwestern Jackson County, Missouri. It's in effect until 6 o'clock. In other news, the state of Kansas is an important cog in the U.S. helium production machine, but a recent missile strike in Qatar could have an effect on the entire helium industry. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Qatar was producing one-third of helium worldwide before the strike. The gas is a byproduct of natural gas production. Helium is more than a way to air up balloons. The resource is critical for cooling MRI machines and the production of microchips. Kansas has 8 helium production plants. Helium consultant Phil Kornbluth expects Kansas producers to sell more, but says new production is unlikely.
Kansas is no longer what I would say, I would call a real highly active area for exploration.
Kornbluth says the southwestern U.S. and western Canada will be explored for new helium production. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas Court of Appeals judges will decide whether a lack of lane markings can make the Kansas Department of Transportation and the city of Wamego liable for a crash. John Thomas crashed his motorcycle while passing a turning truck and says it was because of a lack of road markings. Thomas had to have a leg amputated, and he sued KDOT and the city of Wamego. Chief Judge Sarah Warner says the case could set a legal precedent.
Anytime you have a question about how faded a white line is, then that goes to the jury to decide whether the city is liable.
Kansas Court of Appeals judges will make their decision by the end of the year. A tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Bates, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Nottoway, and Platte counties in Missouri. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
To NPR News, face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do you have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show you will hear, an easy way to get caught up on all the news from overnight and start your day off right. Again, that's on KPR 1 and KPR 2, simulcasting from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay, Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, before allegations against former Representative Eric Swalwell surfaced in the media, they gained momentum online after a network of accusers came together to share stories of alleged assault by the California Democrat. Elena Moore will break down the timeline for us coming up here on KPR. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 10 minutes for portions of East Central Johnson County and Southwestern Jackson County, Missouri. Johnson County, Kansas, Jackson County, Missouri. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. If you're outdoors, get indoors inside a sturdy shelter. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 6 p.m. And a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Johnson, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Wyandotte counties.
Things considered from NPR News, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
New ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan 99.5, also at kansaspublicradio.org. The severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson County, Kansas is being allowed to expire. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6 o'clock.